There's something about being below 500 in the Big Ten now that just kind of makes it all sink in, you know? That, like, I just looked at the Big Ten standings after the Minnesota-Michigan State game got over. Actually, if that would have gone the other way, there would have been the top three teams and then every other team under 500 in the Big Ten. But to be in that group, you know, we're now fifth, or tied for fifth with Michigan. We actually have identical record to Michigan, 7-8 in the Big Ten, and what are we, 17-11 overall. But there's just something about that that makes it all sink in. And you know, of all the games on our schedule, you look at every game on the schedule, this is the one that was the most likely loss. So you can't really get that upset. I mean, yes, it's, you know, it's frustrating when you shoot 8 for 9 from 3-point range and you're trailing by 15. That's I'd be willing to bet that's never happened in the history of basketball on any level. There's no like YMCA game in Pueblo, Colorado, where some team shot 8 for 9 from 3 in the first half and trailed by 15. But you know what? There's something about accepting that that has kind of, I don't know, maybe I've already put this season to bed. I'll probably snap out of that in a few weeks and start, you know, we'll get a 10 seed and get into the tournament, and I'm going to look at our 7 seed Temple across from, you know, next game, 2 seed San Diego State or something, and I'm going to get all excited and start saying, we can redeem this and we can... But for now, I want to talk about positives. I want to look for positives tonight. Positive number one, I think, Jeremy Richmond's passing. I think he had 6 assists, maybe 5 assists. Had a pretty good stat line. What was he, like 11, 9, and 5, something like that? That's something to build on. His little wraparound passes underneath, and, you know, he must love playing Ohio State because he did the same thing in Champaign. I think he had 17 and 10 or something like that, but his shot still looks a little broken. It's going to need some work, and you know, he's still kind of I don't know, gets a little lackadaisical in defense, but overall, I think that's a positive. I think that, you know, we haven't had a post passer in a while. So it's going to be nice to have a guy that, you know, that feed to head on the little reverse. That was a fantastic pass. You know, I think he's beginning to learn. He made some tough passes in the last few games that were too much, trying to do too much. But tonight I like that. And he can be that guy for us. I mean, he could be that, I don't know, it's like a glue guy kind of thing. Gets the tough rebound, gets the tough putback. You know, makes the post pass. Gosh, I almost want to compare him to like Draymond Green, even though they're total opposite body type and everything else. But that was really good to see. And heck, I really, really liked what I saw from Crandall Head. It's got to be the weirdest situation. You know, if you'd have told me this morning, hey, Crandall Head's going to play more minutes than DJ Richardson, no chance I would have believed you. But, you know, it's so weird how he looks like Luther when he runs, and he's wearing number 4. But, yeah, a few bad turnovers, but active, played well, seemed to handle the ball really well. I hope we see more of him, because I've just started to think toward next year. You know, there's still talent deep in this roster, and I want to see it come out. So it was good to see what we got from those two tonight. Get DJ back to where he needs to be. Let Brandon Paul be the playmaker next year. You know, let Leonard settle into his role underneath. Who knows? You know, who knows what could happen. But for this year, I think I'm at acceptance. Go Lina.